Well, hello there, ladies and gents. Great to see you again, and welcome back to Wealth, Health, and Other Things You Should Know. Ryan Ruff here, your moderator, but as always, I'm joined by a member of the Beutel Wealth Management Group. Today, we've got Cameron Beutel joining me as we dive into yet another wealth management-related discussion. And today, we've got a discussion that's teed up primarily for you business owners out there, and the question is, are you truly ready to exit your business? We're going to be diving into this very important topic today, a kind of a big challenge that a lot of folks face with regard to exiting their business. But before we get into the weeds of the conversation, let's go ahead and say hi to the man of the hour. Cameron, good to see you today. How you doing?
Doing great, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. We got a pretty big topic. You and I have talked at length off camera about this topic. It's a hard-hitting issue that you face, with a lot of, with your clients. Why don't you Absolutely. Tee up the problem or the challenge, rather, that you see so many business owners facing these days?
Yeah, Ryan. And it's a really big problem. And especially when it comes to business owners, person who's owning a business, they're busy operating their business. They're worried about managing their employees. And most importantly, they're worried about delivering a solid end product or service to their customers. But what they often don't do, because they're very intentional about operating their business, they're not as intentional about understanding what their largest asset is worth. So typically, the business owners we speak with don't have a solid understanding of what their business is actually worth. They've never gone through a formal valuation.
Sure. And let's double click just for just a moment. Why would you say that can be such a problem for business owners, not knowing that exact value and going through a valuation process?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, more often than not, a business owner's business is their largest asset. It's a larger asset than their home. It's a larger asset than their investment portfolio. So not having at least a fair market value estimate of what your business is worth is going to set you up for failure when it comes to your financial plan. By having that basic formal valuation done on your business is going to help identify a lot of critical gaps in your financial plan that if you didn't have a valuation done, you wouldn't even know existed before.
I love this. And we're going to talk through kind of that valuation process here in a moment. But Cameron, what would you say is kind of the ripple effect almost of not knowing that true valuation number and then proceeding forth? And what can that ripple effect ultimately do to a business owner's life?
Yeah, Ryan, there are so many ripple effects that not having a proper exit plan for your business can have. First and foremost is, I've seen it firsthand for a lot of business owners that I've talked to over the years. They didn't kind of have an intentional mindset when going through and selling their business. They got an unsolicited phone call from someone who was interested in buying their business, a competitor or a strategic. And they were like, hey, might as well, it's better, best time to sell is now, I guess. And they ended up selling. And what it led to was a negative quality of life shift for these individuals. They weren't financially prepared and they weren't mentally prepared. And what that can often do is lead to an unsatisfying or unhappy experience when it comes to selling your life's work, your business. And that's something that we want to help people try to avoid.
Of course. And in terms of avoiding that then, Cameron, I always love asking you this question, but it helps paint a pretty broad picture. And how could life be so much better if somebody did have that, the solution to that problem, they did go through the valuation process and ultimately get the value of their life's work when exiting?
Yeah, that's a really great question, Ryan. When you get an estimate of what your business is worth, at least going into it, what a fair market price is for your business. You're going to know the appropriate multiple for the type of business that you own, and it can also give you a peace of mind knowing that you've taken the proper steps and you've been just as intentional as you've been operating your business. You've taken that same intentionality and put it into planning for the sale of your business. Even if that sale is not for 5, 10, 15 years down the road, you're going to know that you've done the right things. So when that time does eventually come for you to sell the biggest asset that you own, you know that you've done everything you could the proper way.
And Cameron, you and your team over at the Beutel Wealth Management Group, you're working through these conversations with business owners regularly. And for our audience that might be tuning in today because they maybe saw the title and they're a business owner themselves and they realize this is a pretty pertinent question in their life, why don't we zoom out for a hot second and have you bring everybody up to speed on a little bit about yourself, your team, and how it is that you ultimately work with your clients?
Yeah, I would be happy to. So what we're called to do is challenge successful families, individuals, and business owners to think bigger and differently about what's possible surrounding their wealth, their life, and their significance. Me and my team, we bring a passion to continued learning, and we pride ourselves on getting to know our clients on a deeply personal level. Because if we don't get to know our clients on a deeply personal level, we're not going to be able to deliver the same, the best end results that are possible for our clients.
And in terms of positioning, you know, these successful families and individuals that you work with for, you know, whatever is possible for, like you mentioned, for their life, their wealth, their significance overall, there's, you know, a big part of that is going through some teachable moments and some lessons that we love to bring here on this show. So with regard to this idea of getting a business valuation, a formal valuation that is, and preparing yourself, the business owner, for that exit, for that sale, why don't you walk through kind of your lesson, your key takeaways, if you will, for any business owners out there that are tuning in today?
Yeah, absolutely. So it all starts, just like everything else, with a discovery meeting. Just like when you go into a doctor's appointment and you don't know what's wrong, they're going to maybe take some scans and run some blood work. When it comes to selling your business, you need to have a discovery meeting with a financial professional and lay out everything, lay out all your concerns, put them all on the table. And then let that wealth manager quarterback a process for you. We have a proprietary process we call the Generational Wealth Blueprint. We will bring in our internal experts as well as some external experts to help our clients navigate the exit planning process. And ultimately, timing is really everything when you're talking about exit planning. Not so much with investing, but when it comes to exit planning, timing is critical, because the earlier you start your exit planning process, the more prepared the business owner is going to be. And not just financially, I mean emotionally as well, because a lot of business owners get caught up in that their business is their identity. But if you start exit planning earlier through your business life cycle, that burden won't feel as heavy when it's time to let go.
I think that's great. Cameron, for anybody out there, then they're thinking to themselves, okay, well, I guess I got to start. I got to start now and I got to start soon. Maybe, you know, batting lead off with that discovery meeting. What would you say to somebody that is interested in sitting down, opening up that dialogue, and ultimately going through the process?
I would tell them that, listen, our goal is to make sure that you receive the maximum value for your life's work. And if you're wanting to start that conversation, you can reach out to us. You can send me an email at cameron.butel@ubs.com or give me a call at 561-367-1875.
Well, Cameron, I appreciate the time that we've spent together. I know you've got clients to serve and conversations just like this to have with some of your business owner clients later today. So I'll let you get back to doing that. But appreciate the time, and we'll see you back here on the next one.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Of course. And look, hey, folks, we want to take a final moment, as we always do on this show, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you enjoyed today's the discussion, if you learned a thing or two surrounding what Cameron had to share in this formal valuation process for business owners, make sure you hit that subscribe button then on whichever platform you checked us out on today, so that you don't miss out on future conversations where Cameron Butel or even Brian Butel, myself, will sit down and we dive into these different wealth management topics so that you and yours can come out ultimately better for it on the other side. But look, for Cameron, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long now, but we appreciate each and every one of you stopping by and being with us on Wealth, Health, and Other Things You Should Know.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review Client Relationship Summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.